Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest has quite the resume. Not only is he the new commissioner of the BCHL, he also won a national championship playing basketball for the University of Victoria way back in 1980. Chris Ebb now joins us. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gino.
Chris, you have come full circle. You grew up in BC, that is your home, and then really you became a world traveler. You went on to run a big chunk of the Vancouver Canucks organization in terms of multimedia. You went over to Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, and now you've come back home. What made you make that personal decision to come back to BC?
Well, I think it is my home, and I had a great time in Ontario, Gino, and working at Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment was easily the most fun job I've ever had, maybe short of this one, because this is a real challenge, and coming back to kind of support the leagues that feed into the NHL appealed to me. And also having it be in BC where I can, you know, be around my family and see the province with 17 teams, you know, only one of them's in the U.S. and the rest are in BC. I've got to kind of reconnect with my roots.
Talk to me about your own personal interest, because I get the sense, I mean, you're a marketing guy, you know how to market, you know how to sell something, but you are also very technically savvy in terms of you understood way before everybody else the importance of the internet, the importance of streaming things, and you played a big part of that in both Vancouver and Toronto. Where did that come from in your background?
Well, it was really interesting because I was like most of us, Gino, and I think we're around the same age. You know, there was a point at which I didn't even want to use a computer.
Exactly.
But I made a decision probably back in the early 90s to not swim upstream anymore. And once I discovered what the promise of the internet was, I really saw it as a parallel distribution system for content. And, you know, we made some early incursions into it with the Vancouver Canucks. We were the first ones to ever stream an NHL game. And, you know, I come to the BC Hockey League, you know, 20 years later, and every one of our games is being streamed to anybody who wants to access it. So it was obvious even back then to me that the world was changing, and we're seeing now the result of it. And I think the best thing about it is it makes the game accessible from wherever you are on whatever device you are, and you can stay closer to your team.
In conversation with Chris Hebb, commissioner of the BCHL, you just got that gig in June. This is a league that under the leadership of John Grisdale for 15 years, he just retired, has done incredible things on the ice in terms of international exposure, international attention, guys getting scouted out of the BCHL, right into the NHL draft, hundreds of scholarships stateside. So now, Chris, what do you bring to take this to the next level? What's the next step the BCHL and maybe the CJHL in general has to take?
Well, I think we have to build on what John did. I mean, you're right. John's level of expertise in the world of hockey and his connections in the world of hockey and his credibility in the world of hockey has made the BCHL what it is today. I think I'm not John, and the only thing that I can offer is to see if I can create even more awareness of the league and take it to the next level where even more people get exposed to the fact that this is the best Junior A hockey we have available in Canada, probably North America. And in that respect, I think it's going to take some innovation. I think we've got to develop more partnerships. We've got to look at television. We've got to look at growing the game in ways that aren't strictly about the product on the ice, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with the product on the ice. I mean, we can talk about player safety and things like that, Gino, and we're certainly going to be focused on that. But at the end of the day, I'm here to try and grow it and see if we can get everybody to understand just how good that hockey is.
It's amazing how far things have come. Back in 79-80, you were a member of the University of Victoria Vikings National Championship basketball team. You were just a kid. Got onto the Basketball BC Hall of Fame in 2008. Could you ever have imagined, looking back at pictures of that kid back in 79-80, that you would, this is before the internet was even discovered, that you'd be doing the kind of things you are doing from a technology standpoint right now?
Well, I certainly couldn't. And, I mean, I started in radio, you know, you probably did too, when I was in high school. And to me, you know, just being on air in radio was, I don't know how it could get any better. But, you know, as your career moves on and as technology develops, you discover this new horizon. And I definitely felt like, you know, I was on the air for quite a while, but I really felt that my home was in the area of being an entrepreneur and trying to grow the business side of sports, not only in radio and television, but on the internet. And I would not have ever suspected, I mean, you and I probably both had engineers, TV engineers, tell us, you know, 20 years ago, there's no way you're ever going to be able to see video on a computer because we just have, it's too much information. There's no way a computer could process it fast enough. Well, look where we are today. I'm watching it on my phone. So I certainly got swept along with that wave, you know, created by the Steve Jobs of the world and people like that. But I think the beauty of it, you know, is that sports is uniquely positioned to take advantage of it because we have that love and that connection to our team. And we only used to be able to have that connection through newspapers and radio. And now we can choose at our leisure to have that connection with our team, to talk about the team, to entertain each other as fans, and I think it's made sports even better.
I know what you're talking about, my friend. 28 years of doing the show, and then this year all of a sudden we're doing something called a podcast, which is amazing to me. Chris, it's been so much fun tracking your career over the last couple of decades. The BCHL is lucky to have you in that chair. Thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it. We'll talk again down the road.
Thanks, Gino.
That was BCHL Commissioner Chris Hebb, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.